Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spark.
Without his stories,
we tell them live, and we tell them across the UK.
Today, we bring you two stories
from our brand new night in Glasgow,
when the theme was unbecoming.
Here is the first from Lachlan.
Right. Yeah. So I was DJing at the Edinburgh Film Festival like a few years ago. Because my friend was working at it, and yeah, he asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said yeah, I'd take the slot. And this was kind of before, this was like one of the sort of first times I was DJing. I DJed a lot in my like bedroom at that stage, but I hadn't really DJed out in public too much. So I thought, yeah, this is like a good chance to sort of, you know, practice and play to some people. And so, yeah, it was kind of this sort of meet and greet scenario. So it wasn't really like a dancing vibe. It was more just like people had gone to see these films, and then they would like come to this hotel for just a few drinks, and like they were probably just chatting about the films and stuff. And I was like DJing, and there was this kind of, it was kind of like I was DJing on this dance floor, and like you would come in, and so there was like a bar, and then like some stairs, some sort of area, and then down the stairs was like the dance floor. So I was DJing there. And it would always sort of end about 11 o'clock, because it was just kind of, people weren't dancing or that. They were just kind of there for a few drinks, and then they would head home. And as I say, yeah, I was just doing it because I hadn't really DJed at the time, and I thought, you know, this was a good opportunity to get some practice and stuff. And so I did a few nights of it, and I didn't really enjoy it that much, but as I say, I thought it was a good opportunity. I thought maybe something will come from it. Maybe I'll like get to DJ a little bit more at some other things or whatever. And then, so after the last night I did, where I'd finish off like at 11 and people would head off, and then I'd play a couple of tunes just to finish off, and then I'd pack up. And so after that, I heard that Noel Clarke, who's this actor director who's done like Kidulthood and Adulthood and stuff, he'd been at that that night, and I was kind of, you know, I was young and impressionable, and I thought like, you know, this would, you know, maybe he like really liked my tunes and stuff, and that I'd been playing. And as I say, like I hadn't really DJed that much. Like now I've DJed quite a lot, and I've DJed like in like all over Glasgow, and I've DJed in Edinburgh, and I've DJed in Leeds and in London as well, and I had the opportunity to DJ in Croatia as well, but I couldn't fit it in at the time. So as I say, I was kind of young and impressionable, and I was like, oh, I bet he really liked my tune. So I went on his Twitter to see what he'd tweeted, and he posted this photo of me like on the dance floor at this like time that I've described to you, like sort of 11 o'clock once everyone's gone. And it was just me, and I was obviously just playing like maybe one more tune just at the end, just to set the vibe and whatever. And he'd like posted this photo, and then, yeah, there was no one there. It was just me DJing, and he'd posted this like ironic comment like, hashtag banging party, DJ keep playing that tune or whatever. And I just thought I was quite hurt by it at the time. I thought I'd just done the thing out of the goodness of my heart. I was like, I wasn't getting paid or anything. I thought this would just be a good opportunity. And I just actually think it was really irresponsible of him to say that, because he sort of promotes himself as this guy who's meant to be kind of he promotes himself as this guy who's helping youth talent and youth creativity and stuff. And I was just this guy trying to do this thing, and then he just slags me off on Twitter, and I don't really have a chance to stand up for myself in that scenario. So yeah, I kind of thought that was, but I thought that was quite unbecoming of him to do that. because of his, his stance. And yeah, basically, who is it that's DJing nationwide now? I don't think I need to tell him that. And he maybe, it hurt at the time, but actually, I'm going to succeed at what I want to do, and I'm a stronger person for it. And I don't give a fuck what Noel Clark has to say, because I've DJed all over the country. And I'm my music has been played on Boiler Room, and I make amazing art, so I don't give a fuck. And what I would say to Noel Clark now is, what goes up must come down. So I will fucking see you on your way down, mate, as you crash down into fucking obliteration, whilst I fucking rise to stardom. And also, I don't need to take to Twitter to reply to you, because I'm a bigger man, and also I don't stoop as low as to fucking, take to a public platform and try and humiliate someone, even if I do have, that platform and an audience to do that in front of.
That was Lachlan. Our next story is from Marie.
And it talks about sex. So you have been warned.
Hi, hello. Hi. Hi. This story happened about kind of summer 2015. So obviously that's a long time ago. I've grown a lot as a person. I want you guys to judge me for any of the contents of it. So kind of summer 2015, I was kind of fucking this guy and kind of not fucking this guy. It was like one of those situations when you're 17 and you're kind of fucking someone, but you're kind of not fucking them. So and the shitty thing was I used to live back in London. He lived way out of London. My parents had a job that meant they were at home all the time. So, I always had to get the bus out of London. So it was £5 for a shitty fuck, and then £5 for, or not fucks as the case may be, and £5 for a shitty walk of shame back. Or a sad bus ride. The options were limitless. So, this one time I went around, this guy's landlord was he was a total creep. This guy's landlord was obviously really, really trying to fuck him. So, I could go into detail, but we're short on time. But if you were there, you would know. If you'd seen it, you'd know. So, it was this guy's birthday, and his landlord was I got you Indian food. I got you Indian food on the night that your friend, who you're sort of fucking but sort of not fucking, comes over. Obviously this guy's trying to move in on my territory, He's trying to spoil the evening with some Indian food, and then he'll move in. It's okay, some people just aren't right for you. Maybe you need an older man. So, yeah. So anyway, we have the Indian food, and then the guys, and it's the highlight of the evening, really. I mean, take out Indian food, it's really nice. So, and then the guy's hey, do you want a drink? Because I have raspberry Smirnoff in my freezer, if you want some of that. And I'm well, can't fuck you sober, so sure, give me some raspberry Smirnoff. So, so we have some Raspberry Smirnoff, and we're kind of like, you know, 17 and trying to fuck, and basically he at some point is like, you know, oh, what if I went down on you? I'm like, what if you did go down on me? So he so he tries really hard, and I'm like, you think you try a little bit harder? You got a little bit more in you. So he's trying. Oh, God bless him. He's trying his best. But you know, and I'm just kind of sitting there like, oh, what am I have for dinner tonight? I got some courgettes. So then there's a sound, and it's a little bit like gagging, and it's a little bit like choking, and it's a lot like the sound of vomit rising up the back of someone's throat. And yeah. So there's fucking vomit all over my zone, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm trying to, yeah, I'm trying to process. He's trying to process. We're both hugging, we're crying, and and at some point I'm kind of like, you know, well, I mean, obviously I can't stay here. For one thing, this bed has vomit in it. So, do you have a shower? I can clean myself up. And you remember the landlord from earlier, the one that's trying to sabotage me. He, well, it turns out the landlord's not great at plumbing. He doesn't really get it. This is the guy's words. And he doesn't really, the shower basically doesn't work. So I'm like, oh, great, the shower doesn't work. Shower doesn't work, and I gotta get a bus home, vomit all over my, and the guy's like, no, don't worry about it, it'll be fine. Because I have some baby wipes. So here's some baby wipes. So just baby wipe it off. And so the end of the story is that I ride the bus home with my sad baby wiped off kind of region. And I'm just thinking, like, everybody knows. Everybody knows I'm a victim. Everybody knows what happened. And I can feel the pity in their eyes. Anyway, that is the end of the story. Good night.
Thanks to Marie and all our storytellers.
That's a Spark Glasgow.
To find a Spark event near you,
head to stories.co.uk.
Thanks for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.